opening to the music inside. Opening, it's the season for love. Opening to the sun and the rain. Opening to
in the new, saying goodbye to the old. I'm watching this flower unfold, opening to the music inside. Opening, it's the season for love. Opening to the sun.
Listening to Osho Radio, we will play some dancing music for you right now. So get up and dance to the music of Rishi with his number Ma Rock and Roll. Enjoy!
Oh,
We are going to have a lecture by Osho from Ancient Music in the Pines, a question in which he's answering, can you talk about facing the death of each moment and letting go, and the similarity between dying and dying in the moment. A very beautiful lecture.
First question. Can you talk about facing the death of each moment and letting go? death is already happening, whether you face it or not, whether you look at it or not, it is already there. It is just like breathing. When the child is born, for the first time he inhales, he breathes in. That is the beginning of life. And when he will become old and one day will die, he will exhale. Death always happens with exhalation and birth with inhalation. But exhalation and inhalation are happening continuously. With each inhalation you are born. With each exhalation you die. So the first thing to understand is that death is not somewhere in the future waiting for you, as it has been always pictured. It is part of the life. It is an ongoing process. Not in the future, here now. Life and death are two aspects of existence, simultaneously together. Ordinarily, you have been taught to think death as against life. Death is not against life. Life is not possible without death. Death is the very ground on which life exists. Death and life are like two wings. The bird cannot fly with one wing. And being cannot be without death. So the first thing is a clear understanding what we mean by death. Death is absolutely a necessary process for life to be. It is not the enemy, it is the friend. And it is not there somewhere in the future, it is here now. It is not going to happen, it has been always happening. Since you have been here, it has been with you. With each exhalation it happens, a little death. A small death. Because of fear, we have put it in the future. Because the mind always tries to avoid things which it cannot comprehend. Death is one of the most incomprehensible mysteries. There are only three mysteries in life. Life, death, and love. And all these three are beyond mind. So mind takes life for granted. Then there is no need to inquire. That is a way of avoiding. You never think, you never meditate on life. You simply have accepted it, taken for granted. It is a tremendous mystery. You are alive, but don't think that you have known life. For death, mind plays another trick. It postpones it. Because to accept it here and now will be a constant worry. So the mind puts it somewhere in the future, and there is no hurry. When it will come, we will see. And for love, mind has created substitutes, which are not love. Sometimes you call your possessiveness your love. Sometimes you call your attachment your love. Sometimes you call your domination your love. These are ego games. Love has nothing to do with them. In fact, because of these games, love is not possible. Between life and death, between the two banks of life and death, flows the river of love. And that is possible only for a person who has not taken life for granted and moves deep into the quality of being alive, becomes existential, authentic. And love is for the person who accepts death here and now and does not postpone it. Then between these two, a beautiful phenomenon arises, the river of love. Life and death are like two banks. The possibility is there for the river of love to flow, but it is only a possibility. You will have to materialize it. Life and death are there. Love has to be materialized. That is the goal of being a human. Unless love materializes, you have missed. You have missed the whole point of being. Death is already happening. So don't put it in the future. If you don't put in the future, then there is no question of defending yourself. If it is already happening, and it has been already happening always, then there is no question to protect yourself against death. Death has not killed you. It has been happening and you are still alive. It is just now happening and life is not destroyed by it. In fact, because of it, life renews itself each moment. The old leaves fall. They make a space for the new leaves to come. The old flowers disappear. The new flowers appear. One door closes, another immediately opens. Each moment you die, and each moment there is resurrection. Once a Christian missionary came to me and he asked, "Do you believe in Jesus Christ's resurrection?" I told him there is no need to go so far. Each moment, everybody is resurrected. But he could not understand. It is difficult, people who are too much in their ideology. He said, "But do you believe that he was crucified? Is not this just a myth or a reality? What do you think?" I said to him again that everybody is crucified every moment. That is the whole meaning of Jesus' crucifixion and his resurrection. Whether it is historical or not does not matter in the bit. It is simply irrelevant to think whether it happened or not. It is a happening. Each moment the past is crucified, the old leaves disappear, and each moment the new being arises in you, resurrects. It is a constant miracle. The second thing to understand about death is that death is the only certainty. Everything else is uncertain. It may happen, it may not happen. Death is certain. Because in birth, half of it has already happened. The other end must be somewhere. The other pole must be somewhere in the dark. You have not come across it because you are afraid. You don't move in the dark. But it is certain. With birth, death has become a certainty. Once this certainty penetrates your understanding, you are relaxed. Whenever something is absolutely certain, then there is no worry. Worry arises out of uncertainty. Watch, a man is dying and he is very much in a worry. The moment death becomes certain and the doctors say, "No, you cannot be saved," he is shocked. A shivering goes through his being. But then things settle. And immediately, all worries disappear. If the person is allowed to know that he is going to die and death is certain, with that certainty, a peace, a silence comes to his being. Every person who is dying has the right to know it. Doctors go on hiding many times, thinking that why disturb? But uncertainty disturbs, certainty never. This hanging in between, this being in the limbo, whether one is going to live or die, this is the root cause of all worry. Once it is certain that you are going to die, then there is nothing to do. Then simply one accepts it. And in that acceptance, a calmness, a tranquility. So if the person is allowed to know that he is going to die, in the moment of death he becomes peaceful. In the East, we have been practicing that since millennia. Not only that, in countries like Tibet, particular techniques were evolved to help the man to die. They call it Bardo Thodol. When a person is dying, friends, relatives, acquaintances will gather together around him to give him absolute certainty that he is going to die and to help him relax. Because if you can die in total relaxation, the quality of death changes. Your new birth somewhere will be of a higher quality, because the quality of the birth is decided by death. And then, in turn, the quality of birth will decide the quality of another death. That's how one goes higher and higher. One evolves. And whenever a person becomes absolutely certain about death, a flame arises on his face, you can see. In fact, a miracle happens. He becomes so much alive as he has never been before. There is a saying in India that before a flame dies, it becomes tremendously intense. Just for a moment, it flares up to totality. I was reading a small anecdote. Once there were two little worms. The first was lazy and improvident and always stayed in bed late. The other was always up early, going about his business. The early bird caught the early worm. Then along came a fisherman with a flashlight and caught the night crawler. Moral, you can't win. Death is certain. Whatsoever you do, get up early or not, death is certain. It has already happened, that's why it is certain. It is already happening, that's why it is certain. So why wait for the moment when you will be dying on your bed? Why not make it certain right now? Just watch. If I say death is certain, can't you feel within you fear disappearing? Can't you feel the very idea? And it is just an idea right now, not your experience. Just an idea that death is certain, and you are calm and quiet. If you can experience it, and you can, because it is a fact. I'm not talking about theories. I don't deal in theories. This is a simple fact. Just open your eyes and watch it. And don't try to avoid it. There is no way to avoid it. In avoiding, you miss. Accept it. Embrace it. And live with the consciousness that each moment you die and each moment you are born. And allow it to happen. Don't cling to the past. It is no more. It is already gone. Why go on carrying dead things? Why be so much burdened with corpses? Drop them. And you will feel weightlessness. And you will feel unburdened. And once you drop the past, future drops on its own accord. Because future is nothing but a projection of the past. In the past, you had some pleasures. Now the mind projects those same pleasures in the future. In the past, you had some sufferings. Now the mind projects a future in which those sufferings are not allowed to happen. That's what your future is. What else your future is? Pleasures that you enjoyed in the past are projected. Miseries dropped. A modified future. More colorful past. A modified past. Painted, repainted, renovated. But it is the past. Once the past drops, suddenly the future drops. And then you are left here and now. Then you are in existence. You are existential. And that is the only way to be. All other ways are just to avoid life. And the more you avoid life, the more you become afraid of death. A person who is really living is not in any way afraid of death. If you are rightly living, you are finished with death. You are already too much grateful, fulfilled. But if you have not lived, then the constant worry continues that I have not lived yet and death is coming. And death will stop all. And with death there will be no future. So one becomes apprehensive, afraid, and tries to avoid death. In trying that, in avoiding death, one goes on missing life. Forget about that avoidance. Live life. In living life, death is avoided. In living life, you become so fulfilled that if this very moment death comes and the future stops, you will be ready. You will be happily ready. You have lived your life. You have delighted in existence. You celebrated it. You are contented. There is no complaint, no grumbling. You don't have any grudge. You welcome death. And unless you can welcome death, one thing is certain, that you have not lived. I have heard one anecdote. Two Hungarian noblemen fell into a deadly quarrel. But since neither was anxious to risk his life with either sword or pistol, a bloodless duel was decided upon. Each was to speak a number, and the one presenting the higher number would be adjudged the winner. The seconds were of course at hand, and the excitement and suspense were extreme as the two noblemen, seated at opposite ends of a long table, bent to the task of thinking of a high number. The challenged party, who had the privilege of going first, thought long and hard. The veins on his temples swelled, and the perspiration stood out on his forehead. "3," he said finally. The other duelist said at once, "Well, that beats me." When you are afraid of death, even number 3 is the ultimate. When you are afraid of death, you go on finding excuses how to go on living, whether your life means anything or not. One simply goes on finding excuses to prolong. In the West now, there is a craze how to prolong life. That simply shows that somewhere life is being missed. Whenever a country or a culture starts thinking how to prolong life, it simply shows one thing, that life is not being lived. If you live life, then even a single moment is enough. A single moment can be equal to eternity. It is not a question of length, it is a question of depth. It is not a question of quantity, it is a question of quality. Just think, would you like one moment of Buddha's life, or you would like 1,000 years of your own life? Then you will be able to understand what I mean. The quality, the intensity, the depth. In a single moment, fulfillment is possible. You can bloom and blossom. And you may not bloom for 1,000 years. And you may remain hiding in the seed. This is the difference between the scientific attitude towards life and the religious attitude. The scientific attitude is concerned with prolongation, how to prolong life. It is not concerned with significance. So you can find in the hospitals, particularly in the West, old people just hanging. They want to die, but the culture won't allow them. They are fed up with just being alive. They are simply vegetating. No significance, no meaning, no poetry. Everything has disappeared. They are burdened to themselves. They are asking for athanasia. But the society does not allow. The society is so much afraid of death that it does not allow even people who are ready to die. The very word death is a taboo word. More taboo than sex. Sex has become almost accepted by and by. Now death also needs a fried to make it accepted so that it is no more a taboo and people can talk about it and people can share their experiences about it and there is no need to hide it and there is no need to force people to live against themselves. In hospitals, in old people's homes, people are simply hanging because the society, the culture, the law won't allow them. And if they ask that they should be allowed to die, it looks like as if they are asking for suicide. They are not asking for suicide. In fact, they have become dead corpses. They are living suicide. They are asking to get rid of it. Because the length is not the meaning. How long you live is not the point. How deep you live, how intensely you live, how totally you live, the quality. Science is concerned about quantity. Religion is concerned about quality. Religion is concerned with the art of how to live life and how to die life. Seven years, 70 years, or 700 years. What difference it will make? You will go on repeating the same vicious circle. Again and again and again. You will simply get more and more bored. So change the focus of your being. Learn how to live each moment and learn how to die each moment because both are together. If you know how to die each moment, you will be able to live each moment. Fresh, young virgin. Thank you.
Yes, this beautiful music was made by Italian Vedant Anando, and it's called When the Morning Comes. It's a beautiful song to sing along with. It's a heart song. The meditation we use for this program is coming from the site mysamasati.com, and you can subscribe onto that site by sending them an email, and you will be getting a different meditation in your mailbox every day. Consciously. Begin to be aware of anything which ordinarily happens unconsciously. For example, anger, jealousy, pride. And your consciousness will be deepened. Act consciously, even in day-to-day acts. Be conscious. For example, walking, eating, talking, and your consciousness will be expanded. Be alert when thinking. No thought should be allowed to pass unwitnessed. And then, in the end, there is explosion, in which you become totally conscious, with no unconsciousness behind. This was Osho Radio for this week. We're going to finish with a song by Mila Repa, and it is called Cloud Watching. Hope you're with us again next week. Bye bye.
Whereabouts unknown, the freedom of the empty sky, I call home. Cloud watching, nowhere else to be, the
blessings of your silent love have made me free. Now I'm cloud watching, whereabouts unknown, the freedom of the empty sky I call home. I'm cloud watching, and over us to be, the blessings of your silent love have made me free. Flowers of eternity, shower me like rain. Steps of the Buddha, leave no trace behind. Flowers of eternity, dance and disappear. Into the open sky,
disappear into the open sky.